I see him walking along the road just after dusk. He is a young man, fit and with good posture. His dark hair has not been cut in some time. The wind picks it up and carries it around his head as the leaves swirl around his feet. He wears a jacket, blue in color, with reflection stripes in the sleeves so he is less likely to be hit by a car. He has the scent of what I'm looking for. I slow my car and roll down the window as I draw near. "Do you need a ride?" I call to him as I lean towards the window. It is then that I truly see him for the first time. He is young, but not so young to be called a boy, but perhaps not so old to be called a true man yet. He has a friendly face, well defined by a sharp nose and a strong chin. His eyes are brown, and they watch me suspiciously, as if uncertain of my motives. This one is wiser than he knows. "No, thank you," he says as he continues to walk. I follow him in the car and call to him again. "Are you sure? I'm going the direction you are, and it's 7 miles to the next town." "That's a long way. You wouldn't have to walk." I flash him a friendly smile. It is an innocent thing, hiding what I am from him. But I let some power leak out. It works. He hesitates and then sighs and nods slowly as he stops his walking. "Yeah," he says. "I guess it is. I guess I could use a ride." I stop the car and wait for him to come to the passenger side. He opens the door and slides into the bucket seat next to me. He has the scent of wood smoke and cut grass. I flash him another smile as I pull the car away from the side of the road. "Thanks," he says as he stares ahead at the dim road moving before us. I do not reply for a time, focusing on the road, letting him glance at me from time to time to take in my appearance. I let the power flow towards him. He does not react at first, but after a time, his eyes shift to look at me, piercing and wondering. "You're staring at me," I say. "Sorry," he says back to me, then looks away. I do not respond, and I find that his gaze has returned to me after a few long moments. I let him stare, taking in my face, my clothing, my body. I sense that he is growing aroused, staring at me. Were I not who I am, I might find his gaze disturbing, but it is not truly his doing. The power is having its effect on him. "You're a good-looking man," I say after several long minutes. "What do you say we pull off the road up ahead and get to know each other better?" I have overestimated the strength of my hold on him. He is hesitant and begins to say no. I cut him off and push the power at him as I speak. I haven't really been with a man in a long time. God, I really need someone. It's been so long since I've been touched. I let my breathing falter, as if I'm excited and needy. His own breathing increases and he laughs slowly. "You want to fuck, don't you?" I turn the car down a dirt road before I answer. A trail of dust is kicked up by the tires. I do not answer for a few long moments until, some distance from the main road, I stop the car, let loose my seatbelt, and turn to look at him. "I'll settle for a kiss," I say. He watches me for a moment and then leans towards me. I meet him halfway and our lips touch. The touch is tentative at first, but melts into a full kiss. Hungry and sensual. He is a good kisser, but the scent of the uninitiated is all about him. I breathe heavy into his mouth, and our kiss deepens. I move my hand across the car to settle it on his lap. I tease my fingers there to trace the hard definition of his shaft through his jeans. He moans against my mouth, and I know I have him. It is so warm and stiff beneath the fabric. I need it, and I can sense that he wants me to have it, though I sense he does not understand what it is I wish him to feed me. We continue kissing, eager, hungry for each other as my hands fumble with his zipper. It doesn't take long before I'm able to slide my fingers into his boxers and feel the heat of his shaft radiating against my skin. I work to push his pants down, and he shifts, helping me slide them down a little to better free up his member. As it is free, my hand slides over it, exploring the thickness and the shape and the many veins that run over it. It is a beautiful cock, truly beautiful, and it is mine. I break the kiss and look down to his member, standing proudly from his crotch. My hand slowly strokes it, and I look back up at him, hunger in my eyes. I think he sees it, because for an instant, he falters and raises a hand as if to pull mine away. I let the power reach out for him again, and his hesitation passes after a moment. Then I lean over and lower my mouth onto his shaft. His reaction is electric. He stiffens bodily and lets out a low moan, his hands instinctively burying themselves in my hair. I begin to bob up and down on his cock, teasing my tongue in circles around the rim of his head, of his shaft, alternating thrusts with steady sucking. His moans grow more eager and needful as I continue to tease and suck him. He begins to release pre-cum, and I feel the process beginning. I sense his essence and the tarnished purity of his virginity. He has had a blowjob before. It does not matter. His cock in my mouth makes me hunger, and the taste of his pre-seed only heightens it. I feel his hands tighten in my hair, but I push my head up against them, letting my lips come off his shaft with a pop. He groans in disappointment and tries to push me back down. But as I resist, he releases my head. I sit up and look at him. I can see the need in his eyes. But the question must be asked. So I stare into his eyes, searching, and I ask, "Will you give it to me, please?" "Yes," he hisses at me. I keep staring at him for a few moments longer until he reaches up and grabs my hair and pulls my head down onto his lap once more. I open my mouth eagerly and accept his shaft willingly, feeling it slide over my tongue and dip into my throat. His hunger and eagerness almost overwhelms my senses, and so I let him use my head and mouth as he wishes for a few long moments, feeling him jerk it up and down on himself, as if I was a toy for his pleasure. And then I gain my senses, and my hunger takes control. I resist his commanding push and begin to tease him with my lips and tongue once more. He moans loudly, the sound of his voice filling the car in my ears. I shudder with the sensations of his pleasure and need. He is drawing close to the edge, and I so desperately need him to go over it. I bob my head onto his shaft, then sliding up and down, faster and tighter than before, and I feel the signs of his coming orgasm, his muscles tightening, his testicles lifting. And then he comes, his shaft jumping my mouth, the salty semen splashing against my tongue and throat. I swallow eagerly, accepting his freely offered gift, drinking it with every pulsing jet. I moan on his shaft, the pleasure overtaking me and filling my being. He comes harder than he probably ever has in his life. But unlike when a man comes with his mate, his orgasm does not end, and after a few muscle contractions, I feel his shaft continue to jerk, his body shuddering with the sensation as his orgasmic delight continues far beyond the normal. His salty cum ebbs away and he's replaced by the sweet nectar from deeper within him. That ethereal thing no man should give away to beings such as me. He shudders above me, his moans and gasps of pleasure ringing in my ears as he feeds me, and I drink, eagerly, hungrily, swallowing with each heavy pulse of his cock. The taste of it, the warmth and brilliant power fill me with my own pleasure. I revel in the moment, the sensations watching over me, and then, as always happens with those I pleasure, his shudders and moans grow lesser, weaker, and his grip on my hair slackens, and I still suck and swallow, the slurps of my eager drinking filling the small space of the car. How long I drink, I do not know, but after a time, His cock ends its pulsing and he falls still. I pull my mouth from him with a pop of my lips and raise my head to look at him. He has fallen silent, his face pale and weak, his eyes closed. He still breathes, which is a thing that amazes me. Human men are rarely so resilient. I chuckle and open the car door and get out. I walk to his side and open the door, then gently, with the strength no human woman can possess, pick him up in my arms and carry him to the brush on the side of the road. I lay him down in the grass and I look down into his sleeping face. I smile down at him and shake my head, then lean in and kiss his cheek. "Lover," I whisper, "I have to go now. You're a strong one. You've won a second chance and a warning. Don't take any more rides with succubi. Next time you'll lose your soul entirely."